Well, welcome back this morning to the weekly radio broadcast from Independence Baptist Church. Now, for those of you that might have missed the first two messages in the month of December, we're currently in a series talking about eternal security of the believer. Now, in other words, can you lose your salvation? You know, it's a great topic and honestly one that we have a lot more to cover. So without any further delay, here is Pastor Reynolds.
Christ has quickened us together with him, so that all who believe in him are brought up from that place of death. And as one time we were made partakers of Adam's race, so now we are made partakers of the new creation. What does God do for us now? Does he put us where Adam was before and say, now you behave yourself and you won't die again? No. But Jesus Christ has placed us up higher than Adam could ever have gone, except by a new and divine creation. He hath raised us up and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's Ephesians 2 and verse number 6. And because we belong to the new creation, we can never, ever be lost. You are lost because the head of the old creation failed, and you went down with him. You can never be lost unless the head of the new creation fails. That is, that Jesus Christ has got to fail. And if he fails, we'll all go down with him. But thank God, he remains on the throne where God himself has put him in token of his perfect satisfaction in the work he accomplished. We rest the truth of the doctrine of the eternal security of the believer upon the fact that the believer is the present possessor of eternal life. It is not merely that if we are faithful to the end, we shall receive eternal life. There is a sense in which that is true. There is a sense in which our hope is eternal life. I am really saved now, if I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believing on him, I have eternal life, but I have it in a dying body. I am now waiting for the redemption of the body. And when the Lord Jesus comes the second time, he shall change this body and make it like the body of his glory. Then I shall have received eternal life in all of its fullness. Spirit, soul, and body, entirely conformed to Christ. In that sense, I'm hoping for eternal life. But over and over and over again, Scripture rings a change. Scripture tells us of the fact that every believer is at the present time in possession of eternal life. Notice what the Bible states in the book of John 3 and verse 14 and verse 15. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Adam's life was not eternal. He lost his life because of sin. But no one can ever lose eternal life, because it would not be eternal then. The Bible states in the book of John 3, verse 16, For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Everlasting life is life that lives forever, and we have it now. The Bible states in the book of John 3, and verse 36, He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. John 5, verse 24 states, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. In this message, I have purposely left this point unto the very last, because I don't want anybody taking for granted what I say. That is this: God's sheep follow him. Notice the book of John 10, verse 27. We're told here, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Think of these three things. It makes no difference what profession a man makes. If he does not hear the voice of the Son of God, he is not a Christian. And therefore the Savior does not know him as his own. No matter what profession he may make, if he does not follow the Lord Jesus Christ, he is only a sham and a fraud and hypocrite. Many may follow for a while outwardly, like those of whom the Apostle Peter speaks, who walk in the ways of righteousness and then turn from it. The Bible states in the book of 2 Peter 2, verse 22, but it has happened unto them according to the true proverb. The dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. If that dog had ever been regenerated and become a sheep, if that sow had ever been changed and become a lamb, neither would have gone back to the filth. But you see, the dog was always a dog, and the sow was always a sow. They were just whitewashed. They were not washed white. They were only whitewashed. They were never really regenerated. And so they went back to the old things. But the sheep of Christ are different. They follow me, Jesus says. Be real careful right here. Do not profess to be one of the sheep if you do not follow Jesus Christ. It is the test of reality. There are many people who tell me, well, at such and such a time, I was converted. I went forward. I signed a card. You can do all of those things, but you'll be lost forever if that's what you're trusting in. What you really need is a new birth. When you are born again, you get a new life. And when you receive a new life, you follow the Lord Jesus Christ. If you do not follow him, you are not a Christian. Think about it. Just examine your own foundation just for a little while. People tell me all the time, if you preach the doctrine of eternal security of the believer, men will say, well, then it doesn't make any difference what I do. I will get to heaven anyway. The fact is, it makes a tremendous difference what you do. If you do not behave yourself, that shows that you are not a real Christian. I know that a real Christian may fail, but the difference can be seen in Peter and Judas. Peter failed. He failed terribly, but he was genuine. One look from Jesus sent Peter out weeping bitterly. His heart was broken to think that he had so dishonored his Lord. But Judas company with the Lord almost 3.5 years. He was a thief and was seeking his own interest. He was even made the treasurer of that church, and he held the bag. At last, remorse overtook him, not genuine repentance. And what was the result of that remorse? The Bible states that he threw those 30 pieces of silver back at the Pharisees. The Bible says that he went and he hung himself. Judas was never a child of God. There is a great difference, you see, between a Christian and a false professor. The Bible states, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. Do you believe what I'm saying? I do not understand how people can read a message like that and then talk about a Christian losing his eternal life. It will not be eternal if it could be lost. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. The original is very strong here. In the English, a double negative makes an affirmative, but in Greek, it only strengthens a declaration. They shall never, no, never perish. It is impossible, it is unthinkable, that one who has eternal life shall ever perish. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Here I am. I'm a poor, lost sinner. But the Lord in grace picks me up and saves me, and I'm in his hand. And now the Father puts his hand around me too. And I'm in the hand of my Father and of the Son, and the devil himself cannot get me out unless he can loose the hand of Jesus Christ who holds me. But notice, he's got to also loose the hand of God the Father. Could you think of any greater security than to be in the hands of the Father and of the Son? Never perish. Eternal life. What wondrous words these are. Do not be afraid of God's truth. You might as well be afraid of the beginning of the gospel, that God can freely forgive and justify a guilty sinner by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. People try to put their guards around that truth and say, yes, we are justified by faith if you have enough good works to add to it. That is not true. It is by faith alone. Good works spring from faith. When you know you have eternal life, you will find your heart so filled with love for Christ that you will do everything you can possibly do to live for his glory. There will be certain passages coming up in the minds of different ones, and they will say, well, what he has said may sound logical enough, but what about this scripture and that? Let me say here, there is no possible scripture that will ever come to your mind that I have not already carefully gone over and over again. It's not just your salvation I'm concerned about. You see, it's mine as well. I want to be right before Almighty God. I want you to be right, but I must be right. This morning, think of this. I don't have time to go into all of these, but I can assure you with the greatest degree of care, I have never been able to find a one that can set aside this. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. If you have a clear, definite, positive scripture, do not allow some passages that are perplexing, that are difficult to interpret, that seem somewhat ambiguous, to keep you from believing the positive statement. He that believeth hath everlasting life. It is because I have a salvation like this that I can offer this same salvation to you. It is because God has sent me to proclaim a salvation like this to sinners that I have confidence in inviting people to come to Jesus. For I know that if they can get in touch with my Savior, he will make them his forever. Today, if you continue to doubt in the doctrine of eternal security of the believer, listen, just stop doubting and believe what the Bible says in Romans 8. Just believe it and know that it's so. Know you don't deserve it, but just trust the Lord. That's what God really wants us to do, is just to believe in him.
You know, we pray that these messages have been a help and encouragement to you. And if you'd like to read a little bit more about the topic, then I'd encourage you to log on to our website, which is independencebaptist.org, and check out the article section of the website. Among many other articles, you'll see one entitled Eternal Security / Sin, and a second one called I Believe in Eternal Security. And, you know, we'd also love to have you come and join us for services this morning. Our building is located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And we'll be meeting this morning at 10 a.m. Now, once again, we want to thank you for listening, and we look forward to another discussion next Sunday at 8 a.m. on eternal security of the believer.